You're listening to TRN Weekend with Darla Shine and Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
Man, I feel like a woman.
'Cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class broad. This one's for the good.
Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. Call Darla now at 1-800-449-8255.
This one's for the girls, for all you girls across America. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife number one, a legend in my own mind. But you know what? I am running the Happy Housewives Club on the internet. It's the most powerful spot to be. If you are proud to be home, taking care of your kids, taking care of your hubby, it's a great profession. You're lucky, girl, if you could get this gig. And I am talking about positive thinking for the new year, a positive new you. We're going to be the best moms, the best wives that we can be, and we're going to look better. We're going to eat healthier. And for all the tips that you need for eating healthier and for budgeting and for cleaning your house and getting yourself organized, you're going to go to thehappyhousewivesclub.com. We have everything you need right there on the site. And to help you with your positive thinking, what you need to do, girls, is stay away from negative people. They drag you down. So my resolution for this year is to think positive and to pay it forward. When you see somebody doing something great, make sure that you lift them up. Tell them they are wonderful. I think all of you are wonderful. All of you who are raising your kids, bringing a future of wonderful people, I applaud you. That's great. And I want you to call in, because what we're talking about right now is the power to say no. A lot of women who are at home feel like they are being taken advantage of. And if you feel like everyone is constantly dumping on you, asking you to make the cupcakes, asking you to have the holiday, simply because you're a stay-at-home mom, oh, what do you do all day? Are you eating bonbons? Yeah, that's what we're doing. We have nothing better to do. We're a bunch of housewife hags eating bonbons. No, we're changing that image. And it's time for you to say no. And if you are able to say no, I want you to tell me how you're doing that. Call at 1-800-449-8255. With me on the phone is life coach Betty Krausen, who has written the book, The Joy is in the Journey. Her website is thejoyisinthejourney.com. Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yes.
So, Betty, we spoke to you a little while ago, and you were going to tell us some tips for helping women have the power to say no and not feel guilty about it. You've come up with a 5-step program, and tell me about it.
Okay. Well, the first thing to do is to make a decision. Just like you said, you make a decision not to hang around with negative people.
Right.
But to make a decision that this is going to be the year that you are going to move into the solution and not stay stuck in the problem. So let's understand clearly that the problem is us saying yes. The problem is not everybody asking us. That's their problem. Our problem is that we continue to say yes when we really want to say no. So the solution is saying no. So that's where we begin, is that we understand we are moving into the solution this year.
Right, but when you go to your church and your
yes.
pastor comes up to you and he's like, you know, Darla, I just love that taco salad that you make. Can you make it for the state fair? And you are swamped. You know, your kids have a million
mm-hmm.
things going on. How do you have the guts to say no? What can you do to empower yourself for that?
Well, like I said before we start, I think that action begets action, and the more that you can start doing it. But another tip that I have, and this is really important, is to keep your priority in sight. Honor your priorities. Now, when women are stay-at-home moms, that there's a reason for that. You want to do that because you want to be the very best mom, the very best
right. We all
wife.
Want to be the Kool-Aid mom. We want to
yes.
show everyone we could do it all. We could keep our houses clean. We can,
mm-hmm.
you know, make that
so,
dinner.
Well, people, you lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of what your priority is and really have the willingness to honor that, priority. And that means stepping out of your comfort zone. See, some people are real yes people, and to start stepping out of your comfort zone, it's not going to be easy. So we have to not expect that it's going to be easy. But the third thing is to really accept the fact you're not going to be the most popular gal on the block.
Well, I know that I'm not the most popular gal on the block.
Well, when you start saying no, see, sometimes we say yes because we want everybody to like us. We
right.
do. We want you to think about us as the one that'll do that and this. But really, once we start really setting some boundaries, and it's really about setting boundaries around what you can and cannot do and still keep your own priorities in sight and keep honoring them.
Right.
So the third thing is to really be selective. And I told you this once before because we were talking about you always doing the Christmas thing.
Right. I'm always having the Christmas holidays, mm-hmm. and everyone comes to my house. And I finally took your advice, Betty,
mm-hmm.
and I said this year, no, I'm not doing it. And guess what? Nobody invited us to their house for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, once again,
nobody else would step up.
Yes, we have to be willing to accept the consequences, too. But to be selective, just because we've always done it does not mean we have to continue to. And just because we do it well doesn't mean that we have to be the one to do it. And this is most important. Just because somebody else assumes we're going to do it does not mean that it is our responsibility. Now, certainly there are some things that we are obliged to do. We are. But we have the right to pick and choose commitments that are more compatible with our desires, with things we really love to do.
Right.
So be selective. Say yes to things that maybe you love to cook that taco salad. And if that's true, maybe you can say yes to that and look at what else you've said yes to and take something off your agenda that really does not resonate with you,
right.
that you're not happy doing, that you have a resentment about doing.
So ladies,
be selective.
What you can do is you can decide for yourself what you want to get involved with. And I think a good thing to do, Betty, is put together a list for this year, for 2008. I am able to do these things. I can join the PTA. I can be, you know, Girl Scout leader. But I don't have time for this other thing. I can't mm-hmm. work on the town fair this year. I have to cut that out. And make your priority list now, ladies.
Yes. Because if you don't, believe me, it'll be next January, 2009, and we'll be right at the same place and say, oh, I lived another year just like last year.
Right. And it's good, Betty,
overextended and resentful.
It's good to go in now in the beginning of the year,
yes.
and tell the people ahead of time. You go to your pastor now and say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to work on this fair this year, so you need to find someone else.
And see, it's about, and another tip is to be honest. To be honest. When situations come up that really are not compatible with our schedule, maybe we could have done it last month, we can't do it this month, or our bank account, or just our energy level, it's not necessary for us to go into elaborate detail and make excuses or apologize or even resort to lying. I know some women that they lie.
I make up lies. I say, you know, somebody died or like yeah. there's some horrific tornado somewhere, I've got to go and take care of my cousin.
Listen. I know it's difficult. It's difficult, but a simple, I'm not able to do it this month.
Okay.
It's sufficient. And the good news is it becomes easier with practice. And I say to women who don't really have the experience of really knowing how to say no, practice with your friends. Say, look, I know when I go to church on Sunday, he's going to ask me this. This is how he says it. Now let's do some role playing. Because, like I said, we're going to be stretched to get out of our comfort zone so that we can really live in our comfort zone.
Right. Now, Betty, you are the author of The Joy is in the Journey, A Woman's Guide Through Crisis and Change. You give
yes.
women the inspiration they need. Ladies, it is okay for you to lose some of the guilt. You deserve a break. You deserve to do some things just for you. And in the future, in the coming up shows, we're going to have Betty back on. She's going to teach us how we can start taking care of mommy. We're taking care of everyone else. And sometimes it's okay to just take care of ourselves. And if you have found a way to say no, to prioritize your life, and to not feel guilty about it, please share it with the rest of us at 1-800-449-8255. I need to know how you're doing it, because I constantly feel guilty. I am always committing myself to more and more activities that I really don't want to do. Then I'm resentful and I'm grouchy. So tell us how you're doing it. This is Darla Shines, Happy Housewives Club. Thank you, Betty, for all your inspiration and for your program. It'll be up on the happyhousewivesclub.com. Ladies, go there. Print it out. Hang it on your fridge. It's okay to say no. Prioritize your life in 2008. Decide what you want to do, what you can fit into your schedule. And the priority is our families. That comes first. Everyone else comes second. Stop worrying about everyone else. Give it up. Forget the guilt. This is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club on TRN Network.
From balancing your budget,
we don't care how much money you make,
to balancing your family's diet. It's the Happy Housewives Club with Darla Shine on TRN Weekend.
Beautiful the way you are. I love that. No matter what size you are, no matter what you're wearing, you have to feel beautiful inside. You have to feel like a sexy hot mama. And once you have that energy, your aura about your body is just going to be so fabulous. And the best way to get there, girls, I'm going to tell you what it is. Stay away from negative people. Think positively. And that is the new resolution that I am going forward in 2008, is to think positive, to be better at everything I do. And on top of that, we're going to pay it forward. We're going to look at our other happy housewives. We're going to lift them up. We're going to help each other. And we just spoke to Betty Krausen, who gave us the key that we need to having less guilt in our lives, to free up some of our time, to stop overextending ourselves. And on the phone, we have one woman who I know has gotten rid of the guilt, and she has used her positive thinking to change her entire life because she wrote to me a beautiful letter that brought me to tears. And we have Tracy from Arizona. How are you, Tracy?
Hi, Darla. Good. It's so great to talk to you.
I loved your letter. You wrote me a letter to sum it up. You said that my book, Happy Housewives, and my website, Happy Housewives Club, has changed your life, but you had to be ready for change. And I want to know what was going wrong in your life and what you did to get to the next step.
Well, I always wanted to stay home with my children. Even before I had kids, I planned my life that way, and I started a medical transcription service. But as my family grew, the business grew, and it just got totally out of control, trying to do both. You can't do all of it at once.
Stop, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the big myth. We need to tell all the girls, you can't be everything.
Well, you can, but you're going to break.
Something's going to give. Something's going to suffer.
And you can't really, if you're a professional, you can't let business suffer, so it's your family who suffers.
Right. Well, don't you think that was a big lie sold to us from the feminist movement? And, hey, I used to be a big feminist in my 20s, but
right.
Then once I had my kids, my whole attitude changed. They sold us a bill of goods that we could have it all, and we can't.
No,
not at the same time.
You have it all, but at different periods in your life.
Right.
You know, once the kids are out of the house, you know, or older, teenagers possibly, or part-time possibly, but...
Right, so you gave up your medical transcription business, you sold it, and then you went home.
And then I had this big chunk of time that I didn't know what to do with. You know, with the house cleaning, I just did what I had to do to get by, keep the kitchens and the bathrooms clean. You know, in the meantime, I'm nursing babies. But I had this big chunk of time, and I really didn't know what direction to go into. So I found your book right at that same period. I saw you on Good Morning America, or one of the early shows. So I ordered the book that day. And it helped me because you were a role model to me. So I thought, if a TV producer can overcome her ego, I can overcome mine.
Well, good for you. Three cheers for you. Tracy,
yeah,
that is great.
I didn't realize that so much identity was wrapped up into what I did for a living.
Well, you know what it is? Let me just stop you and interrupt. What it is our ego, and it is America. For some reason, it's more prestigious in America to drop your kids off at the daycare center for 10 hours a day and go to work and have a career. That gets more applause in America than actually staying home with your kids.
Right.
So when you do stay home with your kids, you know, and then we're torn. We have all this guilt because we went to college and we got our education and we have a degree. Get this, Tracy. You shouldn't, you know, get a college degree and then waste that degree. You'd waste it if you don't work. But what does it mean if you have kids and you don't stay home with the kids? Aren't you wasting the kids?
Right. Exactly. And what's more important in the long term?
What's more important in the long term? So, yes, it took a long time for me to get over my ego. I'm still not over my ego. But
you're right. Well,
how'd you get over it?
But that's what's brought you where you're at, too. But to use it in the right way. But my attitude in general changed. You know, I don't look at it like, well, I'm just a housewife. And that's what really changed it. Like you say, you change your attitude, you change everything.
Well, you have to look at it as it's your career. And I tell all the women in the Happy Housewives Club at my website that you need to take this job as your career.
Right,
and
right.
Get up every morning, get dressed, put on your makeup for 5 minutes. Once you feel better about how you look, that's your first step. You can't, you know, sit around in your pajamas all day.
No.
And not wash your face and feel good. You just can't.
And really everything in your book were things I had always planned to do with my family, but they got lost in all the chaos of the running the business. So it was a good reminder, and also I kicked it up a notch. You know, I always believed you should put makeup on every day, but yet I ran around in a tracksuit. So now I'm putting jeans on, not a tight shirt, but a decent shirt.
Well, good for you. That's so great. Do you have a Happy Housewives Club t-shirt? We're going to have to send you one, Tracy.
Oh, great.
And tell me, how have your kids responded to you being home with them now?
Oh, they love it. You know, their behavior was getting out of control before because I'd have to sit them in front of a TV. I just couldn't give them the attention while I was trying to work. And that's where even working at home, you have to be careful that you don't, you know, get too out of control.
Right.
Because you still have to take care of the kids. Someone's got to watch them while you're working.
And what about your marriage? How has that changed?
Oh,
because
I just
changes.
Asked my husband last night. I said, did you like the medical transcription, Tracy? And he said, no, not at all. He said, I'm much nicer. You know, this is my job at home, so I'm taking care of everything that I'm supposed to. I quit asking him to help with the housework and getting mad about it because he's never going to do it. You know, I mean, he has a job, so he does
right.
take trash out, though.
Right. And, you know, your positive thinking and you finally realizing it's okay to not only be a housewife, but it is really the best thing you could be doing. And you know what, Tracy, you've proven to yourself and to the world that you've gone out there. Hey,
right.
I can do it. I can
yeah,
break
I can
that glass ceiling.
And it was never as fulfilling and satisfying as this. You know, the money was nice, but it wasn't as fulfilling.
Right. And how about your girlfriends? What are they responding? What are they saying?
Well, you know, I think that really it could be jealousy, but some will say, oh, I would never want to stay home with three kids. I'd much rather work. But I don't see how that's possible. How can you want to sit in, I mean, we live in a big city where traffic, you know, to commute, it's, you know, an hour at least each way. They have no time with their children. I don't see how that could be true.
Well, that's a big problem between women. We have this big, you know, mommy war type of thing going on in
mm-hmm.
America, and it's really sad. And I don't know how we're going to solve that. But number one, I think the first step is just backing off. Guess what? If you want to have your career and drop your kids in daycare all day, go ahead. But don't trash me and don't look down on me because I'm not working. I can't even understand how it could be frowned upon to take care of your family. It gets me so upset I could just smash my head against the wall.
Right.
I want to know what you think about this. I know that there are housewives across America because I get letters every day who say, thank you for validating me, Darla.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am the only advocate out there willing to say that you should go home and raise your own kids.
Isn't that amazing?
It's, like, politically incorrect to say that in America.
I mean, we've got Dr. Laura, but you give us the tools we need. You know, Dr. Laura just says do it. But in your book, you've given us all the tools we need. And it's an easy read, a fun read.
Well, thank you, Tracy. You are my number one fan. You're getting a Happy Housewives Club
t-shirt. Well, I'd like to add one thing, though.
Go ahead.
I think that happy housewives should be smart housewives. And I think that, you know, we should take care of ourselves and our futures by having life insurance on our husbands and having our own 401k plans. You know,
well, we should talk about that for a minute. A lot of women who are home are not thinking about those issues, and these are serious issues. So
they really are.
Tell me a little bit about that. You know, but you right away you saying we should take out life insurance on our husband. People think, oh, the wife's gonna like bump him off when he's sleeping and get that money.
Well,
like, why are you telling women they need to do that?
But you have to protect. You have to think of your children. I mean, you know, anything can happen, and if we're losing our working skills while being home for 10, 15 years, we have to cover ourselves so we can get the skills back up. And then, you know, 401ks are easy to do from your computer. You know, you can get on ShareBuilder and set up your own 401k and just take, you know, whatever, 30, 40.
Yeah, but Tracy, most moms, a lot of the women, they're just, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. How can you come up with that extra money to build that 401k? What are you going to do? You got to take a little bit each week, girls.
You know, for mothers in their 20s and 30s, you know, it's probably going to be a problem. But as you get older, you earn more. The husbands will earn more as they get older. So maybe, you know, they might have to wait till their 30s to do something like that.
Well, on the budgeting page at thehappyhousewivesclub.com, we actually have tips for women how you can take a little bit money each week out of your family's budget. And just even if you put $20 away each week, $40 away, you won't believe the nest egg you're going to build.
Oh,
but
with
Tracy,
compound interest, you can become a millionaire practically over 30, 40 years' time.
Well, Tracy, I think you're going to have to get involved on my budgeting page. You stay on the line because I'm going to have to hire you. Now, girls, all of you, go to the website. Learn how to stretch that dollar. Learn how to be positive. You are involved in the most important mission, the most important job there is in America. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not. You're a happy housewife. Raise up your spatula. This is Darla Shine on TRN Weekends. I want you to call in at 1-800-449-8255.
This is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend. Call Darla now at 1-800-449-8255. Darla will be right back. From balancing your budget,
we don't care how much money you make,
to balancing your family's diet, it's the Happy Housewives Club with Darla Shine on TRN Weekend.
Hey girls, this is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. I want you to get a pen because what I'm about to tell you is going to make you so crazy. You're going to have to call in 1-800-449-8255. Do you know that right now we have about 158,000 troops in Iraq? We have about 26,000 in Afghanistan. And while these guys, mostly the men, are fighting over there so we could stay safe, do you know the average salary for an E4 in 2007 is $1,699? That's $56.65 a day. Now, granted, the military men who are married, their wives mostly are getting free housing on the military bases, but this is a tough nut. I mean, this is hard to have a family and to make this dollar stretch. And these women are home, they're with their children, their husbands are away, and here we are complaining. Oh, my husband doesn't get home till 7. Oh, my husband doesn't help me with the kids. Oh, he doesn't vacuum the floor. He doesn't do anything. Yada, yada, yada. Imagine if you're one of these housewives. If you're a military wife. I created helpamilitarywife.com. It's part of the Happy Housewives Club. And on this page, we're helping the military wives. But you know what they want the most? They want someone to say thank you. And you know what makes me so mad? In America, all we talk about is celebrities. In fact, for the Oscars and this stupid award thing that just was boycotted because the writer's strike is off, I don't even know what it's called, the Golden Globe or something like that. Do you know that the goodie bags were given away to the celebrities worth $150,000 for these goodie bags? Where are the goodie bags for the women, the housewives, whose husbands are in Iraq deployed? Where are their goodie bags? I am shouting out to corporate America. You better step up and do something. These women need help. They need someone to say thank you. And I am hoping that some of the corporations will come forward and get involved with me and the helpamilitarywife.com website. And they're going to help me send some goodie bags to the housewives who are the real heroes of America. And I'm going to talk to one hero in a few minutes who lives in Fort Hood. Her husband is deployed in Iraq. She has her 2 children at home, and we're going to find out what it takes for her to get through her day, and I want you to call in, but I want to ask you this one question. How come we have forgotten about these families, and what is it going to take for us to remember the sacrifice that these ladies are giving us? So I want to introduce Katie on the phone right now from Fort Hood, Texas. Katie, I want to thank you. I want to salute you.
Well, thank you very much, Darla. How are you today?
I'm good, but I get so pumped up. I get so crazy. I'm in my kitchen. I'm looking around. I have my beautiful house, and I'm able to talk on the radio and say what I want because all of the great men and women are over fighting for my freedom. In the meantime, in America, all we do is talk about our celebrities, and it makes me sick that these celebrities have gone home with goodie bags, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And do you even get what kind of goodie bag or thank you are you getting as a military wife? So I want
the only goodies I guess I've gotten are from you.
Well, we had a secret. Everyone should know this. I put together a Secret Santa program this Christmas, and we sent goodies and gifts and toys to our military families who needed a little bit of extra help. But, Katie, I want you to tell me, I mean, all of us housewives, we're always complaining. When my husband works late, I'm like, ugh, my husband's working late. How am I going to get through the day? How are you getting through the day? How many months has your husband been deployed?
He's been deployed about 3 months now. I do a lot to keep myself busy. I do a lot of volunteering. I volunteer for the FRG, which is the Family Readiness Group, basically to help stay connected to my husband because I know that it benefits him in the long run.
And you have how many children?
I have two.
Okay. And what do you do to keep your psyche up, to keep, you know, feeling positive?
I do have a couple of good friends here on post that help me out quite a bit. I keep busy with my kids. My son's in football and basketball, so I try and make sure that, you know, we all stay busy as a family.
Right.
Forget that, you know, Dad is gone, but at least to try and make the days go by faster so that he'll be home quicker.
But do you feel like you're, like, not getting enough thanks or you're not getting enough support from the American public? Do you feel like there's almost, I don't even know how to put this into words, but a kind of negligence, a forgotten issue about, for your husband and yourself? Do you feel like that, a little sad about that? Because I do.
Oh, definitely. I don't think that people realize how difficult it is because not only are you thrust into single parenthood, but you're also 9 times out of 10 in an area where you're isolated from friends and family, and you have to rely on, you know, your surroundings and yourself primarily for, you know, support for yourself and your children.
Now, Fort Hood, where you are, isn't this the biggest military base in the whole country?
Yes, it is.
Now, what kind of, do they have programs for, I mean, I think I need to fly in there and, like, give a big speech and talk to all these happy housewives.
I'm sure it would be much appreciated, Darla.
Brad, you better get on that. We're going to go down to Texas. We're going to take the radio show down there. We're going to talk to all the housewives. But I think that at the end of the day, Katie, what I'm hearing from the women who are writing me, and I'll tell you, I never thought that I would end up being the woman, the voice trying to help the military housewives, but I ended up getting letters from all of these women saying, you know what, thank you for even thinking about us.
Exactly. You know, a lot of times, you know, everybody, you know, remembers our servicemen and women, which, you know, is definitely deserved, but, you know, us women who have to sacrifice our families are forgotten a lot.
Well, Katie, we have a caller on the line. Let's see who it is. Brad, who do we have?
From John from Holiday, Florida.
Hey, John, how are you?
How are you today?
Well, I'm well. Thank you for calling in. So what do you think about this?
Well, I was thinking when you had the program for, you were talking earlier about the presidential situation and what you were looking for as a stay-at-home mom, and I said, you just came on our radio station here, and this is the first time I ever heard you, and I love your program. I have to go buy your book now. But
oh, thank you. You're a happy hubby?
No, I'm in one of the situations where you're looking for a woman like yourself.
Well, maybe we could find you a woman.
I would be very appreciative, but that's not why I called, but that would be appreciated. I just think that also part of your what you should want is a stay-at-home mom, because I have friends who are stay-at-home moms, is I think that the public school system should be changed where the money we put into the public schools should be divided like 50-50, and half of the money you can use to put your kids into the school you want, even in the public school system, and then the other half set aside for their college education or if they need a tutor. But I think that stay-at-home moms like yourself are the best people to decide the quality of the education their kids are getting, because you pay attention all the time.
Well, thank you, John. I love you, John. Thank you for that call. You know what? Hopefully you'll call back and we will have a segment in the future. We can find our wannabe happy husbands, a wannabe happy housewife match, and put that together. But, you know, Katie, he brings up a great point about the public school systems. And it didn't even occur to me, so I'm glad we took that call. And when we come back, I want to talk to you, Katie, about how the school system is taking care of the children of the military. I think they need to be treated differently. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. This is Happy Housewives Club on TRN Network.
Because I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class broad.
Keep my Christmas lights on my...
wonderful the way you are. I love that. Yes, you are. Be proud of who you are. Happy Housewives Across America. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend. We just took a phone call from John in Florida who commented about the public school system, and it made me think, you know, I don't know what's going on. I just spoke to Katie, whose husband is in Iraq, and I don't know what's going on with the public school system for the children of our military, but I think that there should be some kind of extra credit, some kind of program in high school that's going to promote children and give them positive thoughts about defending your country and being proud of being an American. I think these are great ideas, and I think that the school system is a place to start for going back to traditional family, for teaching good old-fashioned morality and integrity. So maybe that we could all join together, get involved this Happy Housewives Club, go down to your public school, make your voices heard, don't be afraid to speak out. And God bless Katie. I want us all to make sure that we consider the housewives who are home, their husbands are in Iraq, our military wives. Go to www.helpamilitarywife.com. You can actually go there and see what the military wives need. They need diapers, strollers, baby products, and you could send it to them directly, right to the ladies who need this. Coming up, we are going to give you your weekly list, your to-do list, ladies, of what you're going to do this week. You don't want to miss that. This is Darla Shine, TRN Weekend.
I'm proud of the house we built. It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. It's not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. Oh, I'm proud. I'm proud of the house we built.
Are you proud of the house you built? You sure are, and you are the housewife, the hot mama who's running it all. And God bless you. And Dane is with me. Happy housewife number two. I am number one here in my kitchen. Dana, we have gone through the whole show. It was like 5 minutes, and I loved every second of it. But to wrap up, we need to leave our girls with this week's to-do list, which is right there on the main page of the Happy Housewives Club. Girls, just go to www.happyhousewivesclub.com and hit this week's to-do list. Dana, are you ready for the to-do list?
I'm a little scared, to be honest, but I'm excited for the challenge.
Well, you need to kick it up a little bit, so I need to get you organized. So the first thing we're going to do, Dana, this week is we're going to, and you need to do this, Dana, I know that for sure, but we're going to cook something different. We're going to step it up a notch. I'm going to make Moroccan lamb stew. I've always wanted to do that. So, ladies, we're going to step it up a notch. Get out your cookbook. Go to Happy Housewives and look up one of my recipes. Go to happyhousewivesclub.com and go to the cooking page, and you could get your weekly menu for what's coming up this week. Number two, Dana, you know what we're going to do each morning?
What?
We're going to meditate and pray, right before we begin our day.
Let's
practice right
idea.
Now. Ready? Ready? Okay. America, we're going to breathe in. Breathe out. It's good. It's relaxing. And even during the day in the afternoon, you can sit down for a minute, especially right before the kids come home or when they're driving you crazy. We need timeouts too.
Yes.
So go sit in a chair, breathe in deeply.
And just give yourself a break.
Give yourself a break.
Get back and focus.
But also, when you meditate in the morning, you can set a daily goal for yourself. And one of the things we're going to do this week, number three on the to-do list, girls, is tackle one closet. My bedroom closet is a complete disaster right now.
Mine too.
And I keep cleaning it, and I don't know what happens, but the clothes end up on the floor. So my big thing this week is I'm going to tackle that bedroom closet. Number four, Dana, we're going to do something totally fun just for ourselves. We deserve it. What are you going to do?
I was just thinking about that. I think I'm going to go to a movie.
That's good. Go to a movie. How about calling up a girlfriend, another happy housewife, and having a girl's night off? Go see a nice movie. Maybe go out for dinner. Have
a
cocktail.
Margarita.
Yeah, a margarita. My best friend and I went out last night. As you know, we went to the city. We went and saw the Rascal Flatts concert. And I had two margaritas at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She drank a little more than me. She was totally like coming on to Gary of Rascal Flatts. We got to go backstage. It was great.
Oh, I bet that was exciting.
That was exciting. Number five, and this is something I think we all take for granted and we don't realize it, but number five, play with your children one-on-one for 1 hour.
Yep.
I mean, the whole day passes by and we're home, and sometimes we've never actually sat down and played with the children. It's so important. They love this.
They do. They thrive on that attention, the direct contact that they're having with you.
They thrive on it. And it could change the whole dynamic of the house. If your kids are acting grouchy, you know, go and put on Big and Rich and blast my favorite song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, dance around your house, get on the floor and play Monopoly. Just, you know, hang out with your kids, and it'll make you feel good, too. Number six, here's my favorite one of the week. Make a pass at your husband.
You know, love what? It.
They will love it, and pretty soon they'll be vacuuming the floor. One of our callers said this earlier, Mary from Virginia, and it's so true, girls. Put out that olive branch. Tell your husband you think he's great. Lift up his ego. Stroke him a little bit. I know Brad, happy husband, is liking this one, right, Brad? Oh, yeah. Number seven, cut out one bad habit this week. Make a weekly resolution. None of us really stick to the whole year resolution, but this week, cut out one bad habit. Dana, you need to stop smoking this week.
I'm not going to stop smoking.
Can you at least cut down for 1 week?
I can cut down. I will cut down.
Cut down. I'm going to stop for this week my bad habit, which is eating potato chips.
Ooh.
It's going to kill me, but I'm going to do it. I'm cutting it out for 1 week, and then we'll see if I could give it up totally. Okay, number eight, call a friend or a relative you have not spoken to in a long time. This is such a serious issue. I just learned the other day that somebody who I've been meaning to call for so long, a good girl in my life, has breast cancer. I feel terrible because I knew Dana weeks ago. She popped in my head, and this is why you have intuition.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody pops into your head, take that moment, stop what you're doing, call them.
Yes.
God is giving you a signal.
Yes.
Okay, number nine, for God's sakes, get off your rear end, go outside in the sun. It will give you the energy you need for the rest of the day. It will help you from feeling depressed. The sun gives you what you need in vitamin A and vitamin D. Go for a walk, no matter how cold it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's gonna be tough.
It's not. I mean, no matter how cold it is, bundle yourself up. It's healthy to get in that fresh air.
It's like 10 below here. It's freezing.
Well, you need to bundle up, put on a hat, and get out the door. All Number right. 10, give up one fattening food this week. This is our step towards the new challenge for the new you, which is on thehappyhousewivesclub.com. We have a new challenge, and one of the things I'm telling the girls to do is to try and have less sugar, less white starch, and less fried foods in their life. Just cutting down these three things, you will see the pounds start to drip off of you. So, ladies, this is your to-do list for this week. Dana, I know you can do it.
I think so.
I know that I can do it. And I want you all to go on, sign up for the week's to-do list. Let me know what you know how you do it. And then I want to hear from you next week in the Happy Housewives Club on TRN Network. And we're also going to talk about, should colleges offer a degree in homemaking? I think that they should. You're going to be a housewife for most of your life. Why shouldn't you learn the skills to do that? And are public schools trying to get our sons to act like girls? I think they are. I'm sick of it. I have a son. And we have to change this, moms. And it's time to bring back the romance in your marriage. I'm going to show you, happy husbands, the tricks that you need to get your wife excited and pining for you. And it's so simple. The three words you have to say are not, I love you. Tune in next week to find out what the three words are. Dana, this was fun. I'm a proud, happy housewife. I know you are, too. Thank you for listening to TRN Weekend, Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
At the back door, she tried to make it fast. One tear hit the hardwood, it fell like broken glass. She said, sometimes love slips away.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.